It's time for the truth. I'd like to invite you to study the Word of God that we may praise and honor and glorify the name of Jesus today. Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's always a beautiful day and every opportunity we have to come together and to study the precious Word of God. This morning we're going to continue the study in the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Please open your Bibles that you may follow along, read along with me as I search through the precious Word of God through the Scriptures. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church over in Hamilton, Illinois. We're located 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch, and I would like to invite you to services. Sunday school starts at 9:30 and church at 10:35, and we have Bible studies throughout the week. Please come on Sunday night, 7 o'clock, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. If you have church services on Sunday morning but not on Sunday night or Wednesday night and you want to come and study the Word with us, you're welcome. Please come and study the precious Word. Enjoy it. Oh, it's a sweet time when we come together to study the Word of God. Now, I hope that you have that you do have a church home. I hope that you're in the house of God each and every week, that you don't miss an opportunity to search and study the Word of God, be together with believers in the Word of God. Hebrews 10:25 tells us not forsake the assembling. Please, that you are in the house of God this week, and hopefully more than one time, that you're in the house of God many times through the week. Jonah chapter 1. Reading verse 1 through verse 12. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. Found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was in danger of being broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man to his God, Cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and lay, and was fast asleep. So that the shipmaster came unto him, and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy gods, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and from where comest thou? What is thine country, and from what people art thou? And he said to them, I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the man knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do for thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea raged with tempest. And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea, so that the sea be calm for you. For I know that for my sake this tempest is upon you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of His precious Word. Father, I thank You that we can come again together and enjoy Your power and Your presence. I ask that You would please guide and lead us. Oh, it's always an exciting time, each and every time that we open up Your precious Word. And as now for the last several weeks, we have enjoyed reading these same verses of Scripture and continue to work down through these verses of Scripture to know Your way and will for our life, that we may first come to know You as our Lord and Savior, and then also that we may serve You, walk after You each and every day, that our will become Your will, and that we'll desire to do Your will and only Your will. Please that You guide and lead us now, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Always good to be in the Word of God. Always good to study the Word of God. And again, I hope that you're not becoming tired of listening to these same verses of Scripture as we've read them each week, as we have slowly progressed through them, as we have stated each week. And if you've missed a few weeks, and I hope not, but if you've missed a few weeks and you said, Larry, you were there 4 weeks ago. Well, we've been a long way since then. We've looked through many verses of Scripture and continue to study and enjoy this precious Word. And again, we know the word Jonah. We've looked at it. Amittai, we've looked at that. We've looked at the word arise, that he was called of God. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah. We've learned of Nineveh, the size of the city, and how the distance away that Jonah would have to travel to get to Nineveh. We've looked at a little bit about the wickedness of the city. We've talked about some reasons maybe why Jonah would not want to go to the city. He possibly did not want to face Nineveh just because they were Gentiles. He just didn't like them. He didn't want to look to them for anything. He didn't feel that they deserved the mercy of God. Many reasons why, and maybe Jonah was just tired and said, you know, I've just gotten back off another missionary journey. I'm not going again. And he took off the other direction. We're not really told why that Jonah didn't go right away, other than his heart surely was not right. Because if his heart would have been to the will of God, desiring to do the will of God, he would have wanted to take this message unto Nineveh because it was the word of the Lord. Not because it was something Jonah liked or did not like, but because it was the word of the Lord. And you know, we need to do the same thing. We study and search the Word of God. We're commanded, as you listen to me each and every morning that we come together, each day that we come together, and you hear me say, do not forsake the assembling. I mean that. That's what the Word of God says. And I know by my own life that I need to be in the house of God. I need to be in the house of God more than once a week. And if you're using whatever reasons or excuses that you have for not being in the house of God, you are not doing the will of God. Now, you know, this message that he had, these people in Nineveh were very, very wicked. And this message, as we looked and have read last week and the week before, concerning the message that was there, and we'll find that down in the fourth verse of chapter 3 of Jonah, it says, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. You know, we're told that in verse 2 of chapter 1 of Jonah, for their wickedness has come up before me. And Jonah rose up to flee. We're told that he ran away. Jonah was told to cry against this city. He said, in 40 days, you're going to be overthrown. Now, that's the message that God sent Jonah. That's the message that he was told to tell. Now, you know, as we go through the Word of God, and we're told many times through the Scripture that we're to share the gospel, we're to tell people that Jesus saves, we're to inform, tell people the Word of God that we are to repent because we are sinners, we're born into sin, and we need to repent. Those are the messages that we're told many, many others as we search and study the Word of God to know the will and the way of God. We find that by studying His precious Word, and if you're a child of God, you have the Holy Spirit within you that will teach you His precious Word. Now, don't think that you're smart enough. You don't have enough education that you can understand the Word of God. The first step that you need to have in order to understand the Word of God is that you become a child of God. You need to come to the Lord Jesus. Now, Jesus died on the cross. He died on that cross. He lived here, and He died. He lived for 33 years. In the last 3 years was the ministry, the miracles that He performed, and at that time was so clear that this Jesus was not just another man. This Jesus was not just a prophet. This Jesus was God. And He showed His power and His strength. He showed us so clearly that He could raise the dead. No one can raise the dead except God. Well, He showed us that He can do that. He showed us that He was God. And then He went to a death that was more painful than any man has ever faced. Because you see, Jesus was God and He was man. Never sinned, never once sinned. Perfect. And yet He took upon Himself the sins of all the world. And when He took on the sins of all the world, they were laid upon Him, and He went to the cross, nailed to that cross, and He died upon that cross. Now, by Him taking your sins and mine, the sins of all the world upon Him, every sin that we have and ever will commit was laid upon the shoulders of the Lord Jesus. He did that so that He could take our sin away, because we're wretched sinners and we need a Savior. And that Savior is only one and only Jesus. And if you refuse to come to Jesus and you're seeking out another way, Or if you're adding to the Word of God, then you're taking away from the power and the strength, the saving power of Jesus for yourself. Not destroying something that Jesus has done. You're just refusing it yourself. You're denying it yourself, so it does not apply to you. I ask that you would please today come to Jesus, that you can accept that gift, and it does become applied to you, that you may have your sins forgiven, that you may have life and joy and peace. Well, that's what you'll find if you'll meet Jesus at the cross. But you see, he just didn't die on the cross. He was put in the grave, and then 3 days later he came out of that grave alive. And you know, when the folks have seen Jesus alive, and he was here for 40 days after the resurrection, and for 40 days he was seen by a multitude of people, and during that time they would witness what he looked like. Well, my friend, when I get home, when I get to heaven, that's exactly what Jesus is going to look like. We'll see the scars in his hand from the nails. We'll see the pierced feet. Oh, my friend, we'll know that that's Jesus. And we'll have a joy in our heart to remind us what he's done for us. And we should be able to understand that today. Take it to heart today how much Jesus loves us and what he's done for us. Please don't refuse that free gift of salvation by Jesus. Please come to him today. That message that Jonah was taking out to the city of Nineveh, in 40 days, you're going to be overthrown. In 40 days, you're going to be overthrown. That was the message he was told to give. You know, we find Jonah running away. There's an awful lot of reasons why we run away from the presence of God. We become selfish. We become desirous of our own way and our own will. We want something that is contrary to what God wants for us, and God, what he wants, is perfect for us. What God wants to give us is the best for us. Never does he give us something that is not better for us than we can ever imagine. He knows tomorrow. Why don't we trust him for tomorrow? Why don't we surrender our heart and our will to his and stop this nonsense of trying to buy the world out, that we may be satisfied? Because you'll never be satisfied unless you surrender to the Lord Jesus. Jonah decided, as many folks today decide, is to go the other way. Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and he went down. We've talked about this. You do not stay still. If you are a child of God, you have trusted in Jesus. You've met him at the cross, and the precious blood of Jesus covers your sin. If you've trusted in Jesus. But he has asked you to do something or to stop doing something, and you've decided that it's too costly. You can't afford that. You've decided that. At that point in time, you do not stand still. You do not spiritually grow to a point and then stay at that level until you get your heart right. You go back the other direction. No, you don't lose your salvation. Once a child of God, always a child of God. But I'll tell you, my friend, that you don't stand still. You lose your fellowship. You lose your peace and joy. You lose all those things. They're gone. They're missing. Because you've decided to do what you want to do. Oh, I can see the smile on your face. I can see that attempt to be happy. But I know from experience that you cannot be happy if you are not doing the will of God. You cannot be happy if you're not in the house of God, if you're a child of God. You can't be. You can try everything you want to. You can sit in front of that television all you want to. This radio program is not your church. This radio program is to help us grow and to help you come to know. It's so sad today that so many churches do not preach the gospel. Maybe when this program came on weeks ago, that was the first time you've ever heard the gospel, that Jesus died for you and you must come to Jesus. You must turn your heart to Jesus today and repent and trust in him by faith and be saved. Saved from your sin. Saved, and come to Jesus. that you may have his joy and the peace that this world cannot offer. That message that Jonah was supposed to take. When he left, he went down. So do you. If you call yourself a child of God, confess to be a child of God, and you're turning away from him, you're leaving. You're not standing still. You're not staying at the same level. You're going down. And each time it always costs you. You know, that's the hard part for any of us to figure out. You know, if you go to buy a car, if you go to buy a truck, if you go to buy a house, you look at the price tag. If you build a house, the price tag usually goes up from what you started with because you add a few extras here and there, and it seems like what you take away never adds quite up to the same amount that you added. But when you go buy a car or something like that, you know, when you get all the taxes and everything added in, you look at that bottom line, you know what it's going to cost you. And if you got to borrow the money, you go to the bank, and the bank sits down and they draw it all out over the next 4 years or 5 years or however long you're going to finance that thing. Then you sit down and you look at that figure per month. Well, you can add that figure up times the months. You know exactly what that vehicle is going to cost you. Exactly what it's going to cost you. But being a Christian and paying the fare, as it says in the middle of verse 3, many times we don't know what it costs us. We don't know or realize the blessings that we're missing while we're away from God. The opportunities that we're missing in sharing the gospel with someone. Or maybe it's someone that's watching us. They've got their eye on us and they're watching us. And the day that we decide to turn away from the will of God and begin to do our own will as they are doing, then they realize, they recognize, must not be much to it. And they turn away. And maybe you return into the fellowship of the Lord. But maybe because they're lost, or maybe they're just back, they never come back into fellowship, or they'll never be saved because you were going the wrong direction when they spotted you. You turned away from the proper direction, the direction towards God and His will, and you turned to do your will. You went backwards. Well, as they were watching you work through the study and the cleansing of the Holy Spirit through the walk that we have in Jesus, each day that we become closer to the Lord Jesus, they were watching that work that was being performed in your life. But then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, we decide to turn away. We decide to go the other way. Well, they also see that. And I'll tell you, just as the children pick up all the bad habits and not the good, so do people that watch us. They see our bad habits. They see what we do wrong, and they're right there. And many times they never return. And you know, that soul may go to hell because you walked away from the Lord. Maybe it's a family member that was watching you. Maybe it's somebody very, very close to you or someone very far that you didn't even know was watching. Never returns. You know, we have a hard time establishing the cost. What does it cost to flee? You know, we become blinded, selfish, self-centered. We can try to hide. There's many scriptures, but one that I like is in Psalms 139, and it tells us, beginning with the 7th verse, it says, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I take wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me. Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall the light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee." We can't hide from God. We can't hide from Him. It costs us. We try to run, but we cannot hide. Jonah tried, but we find in verse 4, "But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was in danger of being broken." the Lord sent out. He'll come to get us. He doesn't let us just continue to go backwards, continue to go downward, continuing to cost us more and more each day and cost the very soul of those that we tried to reach, but now we just got lazy and don't care anymore. We got, again, so prideful of what we want that we have forgotten. And Jonah could have had the same thing. He could have been prideful to where he didn't like Nineveh. He didn't like the Ninevites. Now, I know, being a child of God, I know, being a prophet of God as Jonah was, that there should be not, those words should not come from his mouth. Those thoughts should not be in his mind. But these are evil people. These people in Jonah's mind probably didn't deserve the mercy of God. They didn't deserve it. And he didn't even want to waste the time to go condemn them. And that's what he was doing. In 40 days, Nineveh will be overthrown. In 40 days. That was the message Jonah was to take, and he didn't even want to take time to do that. Whether he feared for his life because of the wickedness of these people, or whether he just didn't care, he didn't listen to the word of the Lord, as we have in verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. Now, you know, we study his word, and we don't listen to his word, and we don't do what he's told us to do. People are going to hell. They're going to hell all around us because we're not listening to what he wants us to do. And the Lord does everything in his power. We have a will. You have one, I have one. I can do what I want to do. And I've run into folks who will make that very clear, that I'm going to do what I want to do. You need to search the will of the Lord out, not your own. Search the will of the Lord. Because I'll guarantee you that if you're running away right now, he's after you. The Lord has searched you out. He knows right where you're at. And he is doing whatever means that he can do to turn you around. Now, you have a will. And it can go all the way to even your death if you choose continually not to listen to the word of the Lord. I hope you don't have to get that far. I hope you don't even have to face a trial and tribulation as this. The Lord sent a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was in danger of being broken. There was fear. The mariners were afraid, verse 5 says. They cried every man to his God. You see, even the sailors weren't Christians. They weren't becoming Christ-like. They didn't know the coming power of the power of God and the coming Savior of Jesus. He didn't know that. But you see, each one of you, every one of us, have a God. You can call yourself an atheist. You got a God. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's your money. Maybe it's your car. Maybe it's your house. Maybe it's your husband, your wife. Maybe it's your job. I don't know what your God is, but you got one. These men had one too. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man to his God. Every one of them. They cried to his God. They cast forth the wares that were on the ship into the sea to lighten it. They were so weighed down by the goods that they were hauling. Jonah wasn't their only passenger. They were in the business to make money, and so they're hauling other materials. They start throwing this material over the side. They started throwing it over the side. They were scared. They cried to their God. Being in danger of being broken, the scripture says. Sad the condition that we can get in sometimes as a Christian. Because we find here in the middle of verse 5, Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship and lay and was fast asleep. Even these lost people, these sailors, these mariners, they were feared for their life. But Jonah, in his backslidden condition, in his sinful condition, because he had walked away from the Word of God. Now, does that sound any different than something maybe you've done? It sure doesn't sound any different than something that I've done. And see, again, we never know. We pay the fare. And we not only cost us, and we're not only running away from God, but there, we always jeopardize somebody else's life. We always take somebody else with us. Every time when we walk away from God, we take somebody with us. I know that. And I've asked God to forgive me. I've asked Him that He would forgive me and return unto me, give unto me the joy of His salvation. And He has done that. And the number of times that I have walked away, that I've ran away, that I've went down, that I've paid the fare, and I've taken others with me, and I have no idea many times who that is. Sometimes I do know who that is that's going along with me the wrong direction. But I praise God that when I come with a repentant heart and I turn to Him, that He will forgive me. And He does. He forgives us. He restores us. And you know what I want? I want to have the power and the presence of God in my life. I want to be filled by the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. I want that fruit to just flow from me with being and having the power of God upon my life, that I would produce fruit. Now the Scripture tells us in Galatians that fruit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Oh, that's what I want to be. And the closer I walk to the Lord Jesus, the more I listen to His Word and be obedient to His Word, the more I become Christ-like. That's what a Christian is Christ-like. And the more I become Christ-like, the more this fruit flows from me. It's not something that just builds up in me. It's something that comes from me by and through the power of God. I can't do it on my own. Oh, I can put a smile on my face. I can act like I'm happy and joyful. But this is real. There's a peace here. There's a joy here that the world can't... I can't imagine. My imagination cannot come up with the joy that He places in my heart. The power and the strength, the wisdom that He gives me. It cannot be from me. It is from and through Jesus. Because I have trusted in Him. That Holy Spirit that lives within me. You know, we have that beautiful Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, that's sweet. Three, yet one. Oh, that's hard to understand, isn't it? But that's what the Word of God tells us. And you know, when we're running away, and we put somebody else's life in jeopardy, many times, they're the ones that get hurt. We come back, but they get hurt. And please, please don't do it again. Don't leave him again. This man Jonah here, he's running. He's got this whole ship in danger of being destroyed. He has the sailors, the mariners, their life is in jeopardy. We do the same thing. And again, I have went unto my God many times, and I've asked Him to forgive me. And I praise Him, He does. And He restores unto me the joy. Now sometimes people don't forgive. People don't forget. They have to remember and dig it back up and remind you often of the mistakes that we make. But you know, because the power of God and the presence of God, the will of God says and tells me that He forgives me. That gives me the strength to go on and continue in the testimony and the witness that I should have. Jonah's still running. Jonah's still going down. Jonah's paid the fare. Jonah's taken folks with him. Oh, it's something how things never change. Their life is in danger, as any life that's watching us. Because of us, they miss Jesus. They are going to spend eternity separated from God in hell, the fires and the pits of hell. Let's wake up, folks. Let's swallow that pride. Let's get away from that self-centeredness that we have, and let's get back into the house of God, into the Word of God, and proclaim that precious Word and live that precious Word. The Word of the Lord came to Jonah. The Word of the Lord's coming to you. Will you please listen? What are you going to do about this Jesus?